And because of that, they simply ran out of money. But I think what was the hopeful trajectory of this was we're going to spend all of this money, build an incredible amount of brand awareness. I think that it probably would have been a successful venture. We left off where how they were incentivized by top line revenue.
Oh, yeah. You said they were just trying to grow their top line. Yeah. I said, why would they be trying to do that?
By incentivizing top management by top line revenue was to pump the stock.
Pump the stock? Was it a publicly traded company?
Yeah, Canopy owned BioSteel. I mean, now, do I know that for sure? Of course I don't. This is conjecture based off of any other company that would incentivize their management team solely based off of top line revenue.
Yeah. Public company. You know what the headline would be? Canopy revenue grows top line growth by 28% this year. Oh my God, 28% growth. Buy the stock, right?
Exactly.
Most people aren't going to do the actual due diligence to say, hey, you grew top line, but you're actually losing even more money now.
Yeah.
So that's probably... It's the only thing that makes sense.
And I don't know. I also don't know a lot about stocks, but
yeah, most stocks are bought off of hype and headlines for the average investor. I think so. That totally makes sense. Yeah. So that's what they probably continue to do stuff like this. Growth at top line revenue while also growing their expenses. Maybe that got out of control. Or
yeah, of course. Yeah.
How did this play out? They got to the point where they're forced to sell.
Yeah. So like they ran out of money.
Because
in order to, you know, create like, you know, $70 million worth of top line revenue, you know, fiscal 2024, 140, they were growing at like rapid rates. Like it was insane. But they were also spending, and this is public knowledge, they were also spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it. So they were spending quite a bit more than what they were bringing in. And how long does that go on for?
You have 70 million of revenue, cost you 110 million.
So what was public was for $70 million in revenue, it cost them like $210 million. Now, as a result of that, they were going to be doing double that fiscal 2024. Mm-hmm. So like well over $100 million in sales. I don't remember what the expenses were.
Do you think that this was hey, let's just pump this out, make our money and get out? Or was it like they were actually trying to
finagle this? And I have no idea. And I obviously got to be careful what I say here as well. But I can only speak to, there's a lot of things that I could speak to that isn't public knowledge that would be my best guess of what I think based off of, you know, having insight. But I can't talk about it.
Understood.
Now, what I think, logically, what was going on was, you know, obviously the weed stocks took a big hit, right? That's obvious. That's pretty obvious. Because of that, they ended up, so because Canopy was funding BioSteel, right? Well, all these expenses were being funded by Canopy. And because of that, they simply ran out of money. But I think what was the hopeful trajectory of this was we're going to spend all of this money, build an incredible amount of brand awareness, and then start scaling back while maintaining that awareness from all of the investment that we spent. They just ran out of money. I think that it was like if BioSteel or Canopy was able to continue on the trajectory that they were on for the next 1, 2, 3 years, I think that it probably would have been a successful venture.
I don't know anything like you do, but it sounds like it was a pretty nice trajectory.
It was nuts.
Seeing the stuff that you got here and all those jerseys and all the people
it was crazy.
Were into BioSteel and use it and drink it and the NHL. It just seems like, oh man, they had it. Maybe did like COVID maybe play a role here where all of a sudden hockey games are shut down and
I think so, but tell you what, the financials sure didn't show that. Like they were still growing like crazy.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it was just bad timing.
Yeah, they were still. Yeah, but regardless of what happened, the brand equity is extremely strong for this brand. I got off the phone with the OMHA yesterday, and they just like they love the brand. OMHA runs, you know, minor hockey in Ontario. They're just like, this is the brand, like for us. Like we're not going anywhere else. And I'm like, listen, man, like that's perfect. That's exactly what I want to hear. I want to support you guys however I can, and let's focus on getting something done for 2025.
Yeah.
Or 24-25 season.
So how do you plan to keep this a hockey brand? Like, you know, obviously is the NHL partnership still?
Yeah, we're negotiating and
so you're working on that.
Yeah, we're focused. I think what happened with the brand prior is that they lacked focus. You can't be everything to everyone, obviously, right? It's impossible. The brand was started in the NHL by an NHLer. It's spread throughout the NHL. a lot of people love the product. I mean, you know, I'm working with the lead trainer of the NHL right now, getting product to him, like literally now. We've got trucks going out to all the teams, like literally today, of a ton of product. And they're like, he's like messaging me daily, like, where are these trucks? Where's the product? Like, we've got like another 10 teams asked today. So the players love it. I've spoken to enough trainers in the NHL where that they love it as well. There's a couple of things that we could do to tweak the formula. This is where there's a little bit of an opportunity from the fact that I manufacture product, right? The NHL, like, you got to think, these are pro athletes. They're on another level. The electrolyte, maybe sodium content in these is arguably too low for an absolute pro level f-ing balls to the wall player, mm-hmm. right? A lot of these guys, they want carb content. Some of them don't. The brand was started because a lot of players in the NHL got sick from consuming carbs while they were playing, which makes total sense because sometimes some people react different to certain things and ingredients. Typically, when you have a high glycemic carbohydrate and you're expected to perform at a certain level, sometimes it makes you feel lethargic. Like, just like you ever eat a big dinner and you feel kind of like blah. It's the same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Right. So your insulin levels are shooting through the roof. It makes you feel lethargic. So some people don't like that feeling. That's why the brand was built, right? No carbs.
I see.
Right.
Yeah,
cool. The previous hydration brands were based off of carbohydrates, right? I'm not saying that there's not a need for carbohydrates, but a lot of people just don't like it. Mm. I could tell you what, the mass market doesn't want it. I could tell you that. However, some trainers want carbohydrate option, not only an option for some of their players that want it. Mm-hmm. I can manufacture that. Right. So, but I could tell you right now that a lot of people in pro sports, like, I see the ordering come through. It's f-ing crazy. NFL, MLB, MLS, like all the farm teams, the NHL, like obviously the NHL, but I'm seeing like NHL players individually, f-ing NFL players, MLB players. Like, I see the ordering. People love this fucking brand. And it's a very trusted brand in the nutrition space. Like, no question. So it's got the pedigree of being like one of the world's most trusted brands for athletes. It's arguably the official brand of athletes. And then it's also convinced mom that this product is safe for their kids.
And it might make them a better player.
You know, to be honest with you, before getting into like the whole BioSteel type scenario, I did a lot of research on, does this type of product actually have any kind of legitimacy in sports performance? It fucking does. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because obviously when you're sweating constantly, you're expelling these electrolytes. And a lot of these electrolytes are responsible for how hard your muscle fibers fire, right? So say, for example, if you've got to haul ass on a field or on the rink or whatever, you need your muscle fibers to be firing at their absolute hardest rate possible. If your electrolytes in your body are diminished, it's going to affect how fast your muscle fibers fire, and then that will affect your performance.
Imagine the third period. You've been grinding 15 minutes of ice.
You're down sweating goal, like fucking crazy.
You're playing your hardest, and your muscles just aren't firing.
You're sweating like crazy. And at the end of the day, people will argue, well, why don't you just eat right? Who the f*** eats right? Like you're not going to have, even the pro level guys, like I talk to these nutritionists, like they just don't eat. Like it's almost next to impossible to eat every single thing that covers every single base. Possible.
It'd be a full
time.
You
just can't f***ing do it. Yeah, you can't do it.
Yeah.
And then you just have life. We're all human.
You're on the road for a road trip for 7 days.
What are you
going
to do?
Good
like,
luck. Yeah.
So you have to supplement. Like, that's why people, like, I love the argument of people being like, oh, why don't you just get it from real food? You know what you would need to like actually get the recommended vitamins, the recommended mineral, the recommended amount of protein, the recommended amount of carbs. Like, I'm not saying that you should only consume supplements. I'm saying supplements are called supplements for a reason. They are supplemental to your diet.
Fill gaps.
Exactly.
Especially when you're on the bench in the middle of a game, you need to replenish something quickly.
Come on, can we be serious? Like, come on. Like, and at the end of the day, people also argue, well, that only has a very small percentage of effect in your game or your performance. But that small percentage could be a big difference, especially today. Like 50 years ago, if somebody's diet was on point, that guy's probably going to stand out. But now, everybody's on point.
Everybody's so good.
Everybody's so good. So if you can set yourself apart by that 1 to 5%, it fucking matters now.
Absolutely.
It absolutely matters.
Yeah.